Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome each and every one to the Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and we thank God for each and every one tonight as we're about to go into the Word of God. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. We give you praise, give you all honor and glory. Thank you for demonstrating your presence tonight, Lord God. We thank you as we come to hear your Word. Thank you, Lord God, for the outpouring of your Spirit. And thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of change in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for the Word of God as it comes forth tonight. Bring impart your word and build us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the manifestation of change as we go forth, as we hear, as we receive in Jesus' name. Do what you desire to do tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for breaking everything, Lord God, in the resistance of your word, everything that tried to hold us hostage or limited to what the flesh may want to do. But we thank you for taking us higher and causing us to go to manifest your presence, Lord God, like never before. Thank you for your manifest presence, Lord God, that you shall show up with your glory tonight in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We come in advance. We come and we're hungry. We're ready, oh God, for the manifestation. Thank you, Lord God, for preparing our hearts and even the ears of hearing the word tonight. Lord God, thank you for you doing exactly what you desire to do as you prepare them to receive, Lord God. Thank you for strong impartation of your word. It's going to break and destroy, matter of fact, utterly destroy yokes and bondages in Jesus' name. Lord, whomever says it free is free indeed. Lord, every stronghold, Lord God, to be broken in Jesus' name, Lord God. Every mindset that's not like you, that's not from you, Lord God, shall change, shall shift in Jesus' name. And we thank you for every heart, Lord God, that's been broken to be healed, set free and delivered in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you for apostolically moving, Lord God, prophetically healing, hearing and even speaking in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for kingdom manifestation in Jesus' name, Lord God, that will bring everything to fruition and everything on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we thank you tonight, and we're excited about what you're going to do. going to do. We ask you to pour out your spirit tonight, Lord God. Let there be a fire on this line tonight, Lord God. Consume everything that's not like you, Lord God. Do what you desire to do tonight, Lord God. And we thank you as we put a demand on the anointing tonight. We pull in the spirit in me. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for signs, wonders, miracles, something happening even under the sound of our voice. Deaf ears open up, blind eyes seeing. Lord God, arms to the short become strengthened, be lengthened in Jesus' name. Lord God, short legs become strengthened and lengthened in Jesus' name. Lord God, and we thank you for the supernatural experience tonight that come forth in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, anything that's been even still touching, or even those spots, maybe someone may be suffering with cancer, we curse that to root now in Jesus' name. We thank you that they even go check or even check for to see if it's there. And, Lord God, we thank you for the testimony that will be gone in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this, for your anointing, your manifested display of your kingdom tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. So, Father, we thanking you in advance for what you're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you praise, all the honor and the glory. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. Jesus, increase that I decrease now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I take the back seat. I take myself out of my way and stand in your way, Lord God. I allow you to go forth and do what you desire to do. Your will, Lord God, all the way in Jesus' name. So we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And welcome to once again the Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. As we get ready to take off, we launch. Matter of fact, we're already gone. So praise God. We thank God for this night tonight. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. And we are standing right now waiting and just to go forth into his word. But now the time has come. So as you prepare your hearts, get your pen, pad ready, get ready to take some notes. We're going to get into this thing. It's going to be good tonight. I'm excited about it. I have a burden in my spirit, my soul. The whole day I've been just on fire, just Lord, just been doing what he want to do. Oh my God, I'm just burning up right now. So I'm looking forward to what God is about to do tonight. So prepare your hearts. Let's go in. Let's go forth and see the manifestation in the presence of God tonight. So once again, if anyone desire who to call in, who's maybe on by computer or anything, if you desire to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and the press 1 to speak, to make a request, make a comment. You need to express a concern, whatever it is, you might need prayer. Amen. At any time, just press that button. You can go ahead and you chime right on in, and then you can go ahead and speak forth in whatever it is you need God to do. Amen. We are ready tonight. So, glory to God. Let's get in this word tonight. Hallelujah. So we want to ask you guys to turn with us right now to Isaiah 40:31, and also Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 40:31 and Hebrews 11, Hebrews chapter 11. Glory to God. All right, so let's go ahead first. Isaiah. Amen. Glory to God. Isaiah 40, excuse me. Amen. So, amen. So, we're looking forward to what God is going to do tonight. And truly, we come in the spirit of expectation. We're expecting God to move, perform his word. And so, once again, prepare your hearts tonight. Amen. As we get ready to get into his word. All right. Isaiah 40 and verse 28 says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the earth, the creator of the ends of the earth, faineth not, neither is weary. there is, amen, bless you, daughter, amen. Amen, the creator of the ends of the earth, faint not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. I feel fire tonight, my God. Oh, my God, they'll stick with me. I'm trying to hold together, you know. I'm trying to hold together, my God. All right, Hebrews 11, starting verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God hath translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk about in the waiting. In the waiting. As you are expecting God to move on your behalf, you have some things before God. And matter of fact, you there's some things that you want to get done and accomplish, and there's some things you want to accomplish. Amen. And God is your source. God is the one that's going to make it happen. He is the one that's going to bring you through. Glory to God. In spite of what your resources say, you got to always remember that he is your source. Yeah, let me say that again. In spite of what your resources may say, see, your resources is your job. People who, you know, who may can give you money, or Uncle Sam who has some money or got some money put aside, or someone else, or some other sort, your second job, your third job, your fourth job, whatever your resources may be. Your God is your source. In other words, he is the power plant that make the small generators work, you know, or the small those supplies work. You know, when you talk about, I have a generator in my garage, so if the light goes out, I can crank up my generator and cause the generator to generate some power into the house. Well, it's, even though that's a resource, it's not the source, like a limited flow that comes from the power, the power company. See, the power company, that's where the main place, the main source of the power is coming from. So as I'm connected, my God, I'm connected to the power source, and this allows me to have a light in my home. But for some reason, hallelujah. So this is why how it's important to be connected to the source. Because see, any other way is only a resource. Any other way that you get it is going to be a resource. And guess what? The resources can run out. The brook can dry up. But see, when we talk about the true source, we talk about what God is able to do. God is unlimited source, power, knowledge, his presence. I mean, everything about God is just off the Richter scale. There's no tracing him, no God begins here. The God is just everywhere. He's just bad, just like that. So when we understand in the waiting, we're not talking about dealing with a resource. We're not talking about what your paycheck may say. We're not talking about what your good credit may do. See, we're not talking about that. See, what we're talking about in the waiting, we're talking about relying on the Almighty God, the one who's to be, he's the author and finisher of your faith. You're talking the one who giveth life and the one who takes life in. That's the one we're talking about. So I want you to understand tonight, when we're talking about in the waiting, we're not relying on your paycheck. We're not relying on the resources that we can gain. But we're understanding our faith is being predicated. Our faith is standing on the one who's able to begin it and end it. We're talking about God. We're talking about the one who's able to keep you from falling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So once again, everyone, the call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get on the queue, the queue box. Amen. So even as we continue to go in, so let me get back to the Word of God here, because I'm about to get all crunk up. But amen. So glory to God. Breathe, son, breathe. Hallelujah. So glory to God. We're going back to Isaiah 40. Amen. And let's look at 31. And so let's go to verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. Amen. And to them that have no might, he increased strength. See, we're talking about an unlimited source, an unlimited God who's able to build, is who's able to strengthen, who's able to make happen the things that we cannot do. Or we think when we've given and done all that we can do, our faith relies in him, because he's the one who's able to make it happen. Even verse 30 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Because no matter how, we can be young sometimes, but that's not going to guarantee you that. I mean, look, young people get tired too, just as well as the older ones. And then, then you have, young people who just because if they're young, they run foolishly. Okay, you may when it comes down to, this is where veteran, being a veteran or older, or being an elder or wiser, comes in. I remember there was a movie I was watching, and this, I forgot what we call it, what's the name of the movie? It was it was a movie. It was a little cute guy. He was a spy, right? He was a working agency. Well, anyway, he was in his training just before he came to the agency. He was a agent, and what happened? He was among monks, and he learned about meditation and a lot of different things he had to go through and learn. Well, he told him his leader, his master, his sensei told him, now you're older in age, but being older comes wisdom. And so what happened was, they called him back to the agency. He went back to the agency. Of course, he's a little older now. So anyway, he was out in the field, and all of a sudden it was he had to go, and this man started, he took something from him, and he started running. So all of a sudden he started running after the guy, but he ran with wisdom, he ran with caution. So he went on, the young guy, he ran and jumped, leaped from one building to the other. He looked, he went in the elevator, went down, took his time, and walked in the door. By the time the young man jumped across the building and went down, by the time he got to the ground, the man, the older guy, coming out of the elevator, meet him at the same time. And so there was a few more things that happened to where, he jumped, the other guy got away again, he jumped over the building in another building. So when he did that, there was a construction company, had a little, they had the crane going across. He stepped on the crane and went over. So he's not exerting a whole bunch of energy, but at the same time, he's showing that even though he's older, the young man's faster, but he's wiser. And so in the end, basically, he ended up catching him, and, it didn't take a whole bunch because he used wisdom in the field. See, we have to understand that no matter how young we are, God knows it all. He knows how to sustain us. He knows how to keep us. Even in the things that we don't understand, this is why we have to turn to him and trust him to give us wisdom to sustain us, to keep us, to strengthen us, whatever we need to make it through until the end of that task, whatever it is we need to do to have in order for us to have success, our success and our strength, everything comes from God. And we have to understand, you know, just because we may feel like we can make our own decision and do what we want to do, that's not the answer. Because even though we may think that, but there's a reality that we have to deal with. We don't know it all, but God knows what's around the corner. He knows what's coming up. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you are. He knows what you've been through. Amen. And he knows your next move before you even make it. And so because of that, our God, let me talk about some divine delays. Sometimes God will cause to happen in our waiting time. He will cause some divine delays to happen. Just because a delay takes place doesn't mean it's not the devil. It doesn't mean that it's the devil. Because sometimes God will cause some delays to happen for our good. Some things he will let happen because just when we think that we got it all worked out and we think we got it all planned out, here comes the enemy and has something, you know, coming in against us, and God may cause us to wait a little bit longer at one place. And here sometimes this is why we have to be very careful what we say out of our mouth. Because sometimes we can begin to speak and we can undo some things God just done. See, every delay is not from the devil. Every delay wasn't happening. It wasn't the devil trying to set you up. Everything that happens, there's a purpose and a reason why. Because guess what? The enemy can't do anything without going through God. And so because if God allows it, even with Job, God considered Job and he allowed Job to be tried and tested. But the enemy couldn't do everything he wanted to do without God's permission. So the same way it was then, it's the same way now. So God considered you to go through what you're going through. He knew that he knows and knew that you can handle it. But sometimes God knows something that we don't. So here it is, in this case here, sometimes we think that we can't handle it. God, I don't know how much more I can take. God said, don't worry, it's in you. You can do it. Well, you just don't understand. God, yeah, I do understand. I made you. Because he made you, because he knows where you are, and sometimes he allows us to go through some things to prepare us for what we're about to go to. So some delays happen strategically to prepare us for our next place in God. See, if you wasn't able to endure the waiting, endure the walking, or you know, there was a point in time I was going to barber school, and I remember that I had to walk, I had to go to take a bus transit to get to the area, and then when I got to a certain point, I had to walk for another 5 miles on the road to get to the actual school. They drop you off to a point. Well, I mean, because I understood the rule, I understood that as far as they go, that was my only way there. One thing I had to do is I had to pass the incline. I had to walk it. During that process, I learned how to be patient, how to understand. It was part of my going through. It was not long after I got saved too, so I was learning a lot during that time. Just learning how to trust God for real. And yes, it was a vigorous process during that time. But when I got my license and it paid off, and here it is, I was working a little job on the side, and when I learned to persevere and work, you know, and work for what I want or what it would need to be, you know, God give me to accomplish and not complain. Yes, those days was hard, but I learned how to appreciate. Once again, when I got the blessing of the license, I learned to appreciate it because I put time and I just sacrificed for this thing. See, in the waiting prepares you to rejoice, prepares you for your manifestation. See, sometimes that's why some people, they don't go through anything for it, you just hand it to them. You don't have the same kind of appreciation for some things sometimes. So you shouldn't have to fight for everything in the sense of, but at the same time, there should be some things that it shouldn't just be easy for you, because sometimes you don't appreciate it the same. Just like the person who started a company. They weren't there when the father had to labor, had to work, had to go through these extra miles trying to make some things happen, make some sales happen. Now, when the children come up, everything's a lot easier. Why? Because the father paid the way. And so now they can just fervently, you know, they're so fervently just doing stuff. Why? Because they're small, because they got the money. They, you know, the manifestation has come. So now only thing they're trying to do is just kind of just, you know, they have the benefits without putting in the work. Now, the father labored, put the time in. So now here the children, they come along. If the father didn't take the time to really kind of show them and really teach them the value of a dollar, of how hard he working, and that's why some kids just, oh, here's the dad and his stories again. But they don't understand what he's trying to get them to do. He's trying to get them to receive the legacy and really understand how important it is for them to carry this thing on. And some get into place of ownership and they drop the ball. Why? Because they don't quite understand. Daddy, when he was there, he really worked, labored, he sacrificed. And then he knew how to make deals. See, I was part of this company, and the way they were, you know, when they first started, they deal with a lot of one-on-one. The salesman would go by there and talk to the owner or the manager and get to know them before they made the sales order. So they had a working relationship. Well, after a while, what happened is they began to try to do everything by phone and by computer, so it was more impersonal. The salesman would come by and see what would normally happen. The salesman would come by there and talk with them and share a little bit, you know about them, and they would share a little bit about themselves and get to know the customer, ask them how the family doing and this and that. And there was certain kind of relationships that they had. They knew they could call them up and they'll make some things happen to get them what they needed. Well, when they kind of took the salesman away from the job, and it was more of them dealing with the computer or dealing with the person who cut, well, matter of fact, before they did that, they changed the rep, and it was a different person. Well, this person, they didn't understand what it took to build that route or begin to build that business or relationship. So what they would do is they would just call the person. Well, hey, this so-and-so, just call us if you need anything, get your order. But the customer will say, you know, at one time the other salesman, they used to always come by, spend some time, talk to you, shake your hand, and you meet, you felt appreciated. You just didn't feel that someone just getting a sale and just snatching it from you. See, and this is where, and sometimes we, in our walk with God, we go from, we spent time with God, we valued our time with God, and all of a sudden when we started, now people start calling us to come preach someplace and spend some time. Now we ain't got time for God now. We just mostly, hey, I gotta get it. We in and out with God. God's like, wow, I missed my time. At one time, you used to make time for me, but now you're so caught up in the work rather than me. So this is how we, even as ministers, leaders, begin to get caught up in ministry, and we miss God. Oh, glory to God. See, something, that's why that waiting is important. That time that when we can spend that time with God and really begin to be developed in that time. There's some things that we learn in the waiting. When things get so fast that we forget about the time and we stop waiting on God, we stop waiting in His presence, now we begin to lose some authenticity or even connection or relationship. See, we look at some of the older saints and I've seen how God may use them and do some great things, but the key to all that is relationship. See, in the waiting, when you're waiting for God to manifest, that's the time to develop the relationship. That's the time to spend time with God. That's the time to really spend time knowing Him, who He is for real. See, we shouldn't get so caught up in the blessing and forget the blesser. Oh, glory to God. So learning from that experience, seeing that when things begin to get impersonal with God, to where you just conveniently, you say the quick thing, you see, okay, like this. We can say a prayer in public, but God is like, wow, you can pray a prayer in public with someone else for them, support someone else, but I can't get you 101 for nothing. We avoid our time 101 with him, but we're quick to pray for him in the public for someone else or for a service. We want God to bless the service. We want God to bless the work that you're about to do. But God said, I can't even get you to spend 10 minutes with me 101. So sometimes God will allow some delays to happen to get our attention. He will allow some things to happen so we will begin to say, wait a minute. Well, you know, begin to trigger some things in us. You're trying to get this thing done without me. Come back to me. Get back in my space and out of everyone else's face. Because sometimes in the waiting, we tend to forget that, you know, this thing is a process that we're going through. And glory to God. Let me get back on in here. Verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, if you look at it, this is why sometimes we can't endure nothing. We don't know. Every time someone begins to talk about us, we go through some stuff, emotionally we begin to go off. We begin to have our moments. Everybody talking about me. I just see you start to have no crying, bouncing, and you start feeling, oh, woe is me, and going to depression. Why? Because somebody's talking about you. But if we learn to spend more time in God's presence, in that waiting time, we begin to go back in his presence and wait. See, waiting is not necessarily always waiting on God to do something. But it's also the thing that just getting in his presence and just wait in his presence. Waiting in his presence and then serving while we wait. See, when you're waiting for God to do something, you're praying and you're sitting there, well, you just can't just sit there and say, well, God, I'm just waiting on you. No. We need to so keep on working while we're waiting. Keep serving. Keep worshiping. Keep praising. Keep preaching. Keep doing what we know to do until God manifests that thing. But on the other hand, when we talk about waiting in God's presence, it's so much with waiting. But when we talk about waiting in God's presence, we have to understand that we have to make time, that we have to make some time for God. We need to make time just to get in his presence and just wait. Sometimes we just get in his presence, run in, run out. Give God our worship list of what we want done. Okay, God, and after that, I'm out. We didn't take time to wait, to even give God a chance to speak, to even hear from God. And so we end up starting this pattern of getting in, dropping stuff off into God and running out. And so we didn't spend no time or not enough time hearing and waiting in God's presence. And we go out half-informed or half-ready. We didn't give God our grocery list. We didn't make our request known, but we didn't spend no time in just waiting in his presence and just learning how to just trust him. See, in those times of waiting is where we begin to build relationship. We begin to spend that time with him to where we're allowing him to work on us while we are in process of greater things happening. God, this is why when God opens up the door or the manifestation of what it is we're waiting for, we can go in and handle it and not blow it or lose the opportunity. See, God prepares us while we wait. And this is why it's important. See, now he's made you strong enough so when the blessing do come, you can handle even the warfare that comes along with the blessing. Oh, yes, sir, you didn't know. See, some things, when we get the blessing, we also have to be ready for the warfare that comes along with it. Yeah, see, sometimes we don't want to talk about that, but, yeah, there's some warfare sometimes going to come with some things while we wait or after we have gotten the blessing, whatever it is we want. Okay, for instance, you want a Bentley, okay? That's kind of step, they're kind of far, but anyway, we put it out there. You're a preacher, you want a Bentley. Well, the warfare that come with that is, look at that, all he wants is money. He just this and that, and you got to be ready for people sometimes to walk out of the church because you got a Bentley now. They think all that you want is money. And that's not the case. That may not be the case. But the fact of the matter is, we have to know how to handle it. So when we can say that, truly say that God bless us with this, then our faith should display this. I'm about to get into a little area here. See, just because people say, well, you know, the people start acting funny with the tithes and offering at the time, see the preacher have to know, who is your source? Who blessed you with this? Because if not, people will manipulate you to think that, okay, just because you they don't like what you got now, they will start holding the back their tithes and offering. So if your faith is in people and their money, you're in trouble. See, as a preacher, we gotta make sure that we keep things in line. And no, that's a reality that can happen. That's warfare. So what do? Preach to make them happy? Try to compromise yourself to keep a member? Nah. We can't do that. We have, and this is, see, when we spend enough time in the waiting, we'll be able to handle the weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. The weight of the trials and tribulations that come our way. See, if we don't spend time in the weight training, we can't handle the real weight. God is working on us, trying to prepare us, but if we don't show up and wait in his presence, how can he prepare us to carry the weight of what's coming our way? We want the manifestation, we want the blessing, but we don't want to go through the process to get it and even handle it and even keep it. The blessing is in the waiting. It's not as much the manifestation as what it is that we want, but the blessing is in the waiting. When we wait right, we can handle the wait right. We can walk right. We can talk right because you know why? Because our trust is not in the blessing, but our trust is in the blesser. Oh, glory to God. All right, let's move on a little further. God. All right, let's go to... let's go to our next verse, Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Catch those two words first beginning. Now faith. Our faith needs to be up to par. We need to have fresh faith that is that's in compliance of the times that we're in. So, in other words, I can't talk about like, the faith I had in 1995. You know, I can't live off that anymore. I need faith to be sufficient for right now, for where I am right now in God and where I'm about to go. I need to be in compliance with my faith with God so I won't come up short. If it takes for this next level that I'm about to go in, calls for 6.5 on the Richter scale of my faith, if I'm carrying a 5.5, I'm a bit short. But guess what? Even though you may be short, you don't have to stay short. Hold that thought. Let's go to Romans. If anyone need to call in the numbers 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box, and you can bring forth your question or comment or prayer request. Amen. Okay, Romans 10:17 says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if your faith is not where it needs to be while you're waiting, You may need God to bless you with $1,000 coming in. You say, well, God, this month here, I need to make an additional $1,000. I don't know how, God, but I need an additional $1,000 to help take care of some needs that we have coming up. I'll be honest, I'm looking at my paycheck. I'm thinking, ain't no way in the world. I don't know how we're going to do it. My wife's paycheck looks like this here. The cat paycheck looks like this here. The dog paycheck looks like this. The churn, all the churn together will look like this. So we short. We need some help. We need you to break through. See, okay, your faith may not be where it needs to be. So then we do. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we need to go to the source, go to the Word of God, and begin to believe and receive what the Scriptures are saying to prepare our hearts to go higher and to believe stronger and to be able to, matter of fact, also speak some things. Sometimes we need to speak a thing until it come to pass. Sometimes we need to speak a thing until we believe it. Yeah, figures and making it ain't going to get you far. But if you begin to speak those things that be not as though they are, now you're beginning to stir up the gift that's out of you. Glory to God. We need to be able to stir it up. I remember we were facing some opposition not so long ago of some things that need to be done. We didn't know how God was going to do it, and it wasn't pretty. Sometimes it's just not pretty at all. But that wasn't the time to go again just to begin to attack one another. That wasn't the time to give up and fight. That wasn't to give up and fight one another. That's not the time to begin to get mad and have an attitude every time it's wrong. See, when we begin to, this is something the world does. Whenever the money starts to look funny sometimes, they begin to, you begin to tell because the whole continent's changed, the attitude is raunchy, all these things happen. Why? Because they're letting money control them. As believers, we should not let money or possession control us. We should not be so attached to things and cars and money so much so that when we don't have it, the whole world knows it. The blessings in the waiting. As we wait in his presence, he prepares us to carry the weight of the trial, the tribulation, the test, even the warfare. We need the waiting. We need to be in that place of waiting and to learn how to manage the wait. As he prepares our hearts to stand, as he prepares us, and some things we go through are strongholds in our lives. And sometimes we have to wait in God's presence long enough to break. My God, let me understand this. There's no greater power than the power of God. There's nothing greater than God on this earth or any beyond. So we have to remember, we need to get in the Creator's face. We need to get in his presence. We see, the more we learn to wait in his presence, the more his presence begins to wait on us. He begins to wait when I move my Moshanda. He waits on us. In other words, he comes in and just rests himself upon us. In his presence is where he can wait on us as we wait on him, my God. But it takes that for us to get in there sometimes, because sometimes God has to let hell break loose in our lives to get us in his presence. Whew. Sometimes he got to do that, because sometimes we won't come there fast enough. We know how to find God when we need something. But sometimes after he supplied the need, we go ghost-storing God. We do everything else. Everything else matters but getting in God's presence. And so God has to break us. He has to allow us to feel the weight. That's what it is. He allows us to feel the weight of the warfare of life, and then we get an epiphany or a revelation. Oh, man, God, I need to help. I need to get in God's presence. Well, God said, you should have been here a long time ago. And why wouldn't it got so hard? Sometimes because of our disobedience and of not getting to God's presence, we go through a lot more stuff than we need to go through. Things get a lot more, get worse than what it should have because we did not find our place in his presence. Amen. While we wait, amen, while we wait. All right, so let's go back to Hebrews 11. And he goes, verse 2 says, for by the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, like I said before, sometimes we have to say some things. Sometimes we just speak some things. Your world can be framed. Oh, God. We can frame our world or dismantle our world by what we say. We can build up our world or we can tear it down by what we say and what we don't say. Because sometimes we can just try and be silent at the wrong time. Time to be silent, and there's a time to speak. If we can't rightly discern what season that we're in, we will be lost. The men of Issachar, the thing that made them so great because they knew the times and the season. They were able to discern the time and the season. They knew what to say, even how to bring Israel out of the whatever matters that they were going through. They knew how to speak and release on time to cause the right things to happen. They knew how to discern the season time. Like, hold on, don't say nothing right yet. Sometimes at the time we should be quiet, we're talking too much. Notice I said talking too much. Because sometimes we need to just hold our peace and wait on God. That's what I've learned this, oh God, so many times. When I go through some things, I learned to just hold my peace and just continue to trust God. Begin to, if anything, if you speak, and that's why I say when you talk too much, but when we speak the right thing, we're helping ourselves. When we speak the wrong thing or speaking too much or the wrong thing, now we're causing things to go happy. Now, in those times when things get really pressing and things get really rough and tough, we need to speak the word of God. See, we need to speak what God has said or saying for that time. We need to go to the word of God, begin to speak the word, because the sure word of prophecy is the word of God. So if the sure word, that means that it is guaranteed, the promises of God are yea and amen. So if the promises of God are yea and amen, I can trust speaking the word in my dark seasons or my trying times and know that I'm speaking the right thing. See, in those times, I can't trust my emotions. I can't trust the way I feel. I can't trust the way things look because those things are temporary. But God's word, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. In those times, his word would not fail me. Because, see, and I have to learn how to trust in him while I wait. While I'm in the waiting, I need to begin to speak that word. And while I'm in the waiting, I need to rely on that word. While I'm in the waiting, I need to rest in his word. As I rest in him. Glory to God. Whew, my God. So we have to understand in that time and season is very important. When we're going through, we have to understand we got to frame our world the right way. Stop dismantling. That's, God, once again, be careful when you're going through your waiting, because you don't, every time certain delays or things happen, is not the devil. We have to be very discerning, and once again, we'll find out better when we get in God's presence and wait on him to speak to us about what to say and what to speak. Sometimes we begin to say some things out of ignorance or even out of our emotions. Glory to God. Don't make emotional decisions in those trying times, in those times of going through. Don't make those emotional decisions, you know just because you feel like something. That's not the time to trust your feelings. That's not the time. When we trust our feelings in those times, we don't know what we're sabotaging. We don't know what we're cutting loose. We don't know what we're destroying or tearing down. We have to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him as he direct our path. We have to trust him to direct our path. See, is in those times where you cannot see with your natural eyes. You have to put on the blindfold, and you have to be like the book of Eli, and you have to be like how he was. He was blind, but he walked because of he was able to sense. He was seen by his spiritual eyes more so than his natural, his hearing, his senses. Those other senses that were magnified. But in this case with us, we need to learn to begin to see through the eyes of faith, not facts. Oh, God. We need to learn how to see through the eyes of faith, not facts. See, when you look through your natural eyes, your eyes will see the facts of faith. So there's a time that we need to shut down our natural senses, our natural eyes and our natural senses, and see by faith. I'm not going to believe God according to what I see. I'm going to believe God according to what I believe, and I believe in the Word of God. So, but being in that process of the waiting prepares me to speak a word in season. My God, it prepares my heart to be steadfast. It prepares my heart to be encouraged. It prepares my heart, hallelujah, to stand when everything else is fall. It prepares my heart to stand and be like the palm tree when everything's trying to say give up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we got to stand. Hallelujah. I'm going to verse 6. By faith, but without faith, so without faith, it is impossible to please him. See, you got to remember something. It took faith for you to believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose. It took faith to believe that. It took for him to believe that he died for you and he wanted to be, as we allow him to be the Lord, the Savior of our life, that you're now saved. It's a faith. Because you didn't have Jesus in front of you actually demonstrating this thing, but you're going according to God's word. So you have the faith to believe the impossible. You have faith to believe whatever God says. But we sometimes, and we have the capacity, but sometimes we just fail to make the choice. We choose to believe or choose not to believe. Because sometimes we can't get past what we see to trust in what we believe. Sometimes we have a hard time getting past what we see to get to really what we believe. Glory to God. Once again, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 if you have a question or comment at this time. Amen. He goes on and says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. See, if you know God by relationship, then you will know when you come into his presence that he is. You would know that your God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ever ask or think. This is the confidence that we have in him. Hallelujah. See, we have to know for sure who we're serving. We can't say with one breath that we believe God, we trust God, but then the next time we look around, we speak in doubt. First John chapter five says, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him. See, if he is God, then believe that he's God. If you believe he's God, then trust him as God. There's no need for you to think that he's God and you back down and you begin to treat God like man. Well, God, he might do it, he might. No. Man might do it, man might not do it for you. But God will keep his word. He should believe that he is. Okay, he says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask as anything according to his will. Now we must deal with that. We can ask something for God that he ain't promised you. See, if we think we can strong arm God, twist God's arm, and make him say, well, God, I want that card in. Make it happen. No. No. We have to find out, God, is this your will for me? Yeah, you okay? God may say, yeah, you may deserve to have a car. Yes, you do for a car. But he may not say you're supposed to get a Corvette. First of all, you don't need nothing but too much speed because you just don't know how to handle yourself. See, if it's in God's will, we need to know God's will for our life. And guess what? Guess where we find out God's will? In the waiting. In the waiting is where we find out God's will for our life. That's where we find out those important things that those intricate details of our life comes in the waiting. As we spend time, those soft whispers, the Holy Spirit speak to us in his waiting. See, you won't know how God deals with you until you get into that place of the waiting. Waiting in his presence will help you to be able to get past the weight or even deal with the weight of life. The waiting. It's in the waiting. Glory to God. He goes on further. Amen. 15 says, anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, if we know this, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. We know that God is going to take care. Why? Because of relationship. Because of spending time in the waiting. That you've done what you need to do to be in his presence and you shared your heart and you've received from him as well in the waiting. I'm telling you, sometimes we won't find out the deeper things of God until we get in the waiting. We won't see the true essence of God until we get in the waiting. Because, see, God wants to do some supernatural things through me and you. But if we don't spend time in the waiting, how can he prepare us to be used? Smith Wigglesworth was used in an awesome and mighty way. But guess what? God, the same God that used Smith Wigglesworth to raise up over 20-some people from the dead. And it says, and they died, and he prayed a prayer and commanded them to get up, and he got up alive. So the same God that used him is the same God that can use me and you. The difference is relationship. If we don't develop a relationship with God, he can't trust us with unlimited power. He can't trust us to have access to allow certain things to happen. Why? Because some of us can't handle it. It'll go straight to our head and we just think that we are God now. But in the waiting is where he'll humble us. My Lord, he will humble us in the waiting. Join us again next week. I'm going to stop there. Glory to God. There's some more to share about in the waiting. Amen. That was just the breaking of the ice of the waiting, in the waiting, in the waiting, in the waiting. So glory to God. If there's anyone at this time who needs prayer or need anything, glory to God. The number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. And this is the time to share or release whatever God may need to do. Glory to God. But in the waiting, my God, there's so many different angles of true waiting. As we're waiting on God, God is also waiting on us. As we're waiting in his presence, he's also preparing us. It's in that waiting is where he's building us. In our waiting, he's encouraging us. And we learn to be encouraged, amen, as we wait on him. Amen. He's refreshing us. He's renewing our strength. There's so much that he's doing in that waiting. renewing your strength, making you strong to be able to take flight and go higher in the things of God. It's in that waiting. Amen. We'll be back on next week and do part two of the waiting and the waiting. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise and give you honor and glory. We thank you for the waiting. We thank you as you prepared us and you're preparing us for the greatness, Lord God, that you have for us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as we seek your face. Thank you for the waiting. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to wait. Lord, thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the place in you, Lord. As we go to the waiting, the wait needs to stay in one place until an expected event happens, until someone arrives, until it is our turn to do something. Sometimes the preparation, if we don't spend time in the waiting of the preparation, we will never have our moment to go forth. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Jesus, to not do something until something else happens. Our timing in you, Lord God, is affected by our waiting. Sometimes we move ahead of time because we didn't spend prepared time in your waiting. Sometimes you said in the Word of God says, be anxious for nothing. Sometimes we get anxious because we did not spend enough time in your waiting. Thank you for the waiting. To remain in a state which you expect. Lord, sometimes we give up too fast because we're not spending enough time in your waiting. Our expectancy drops off because we don't know how to stand. We don't know how to remain. We don't know how to stay in our expectancy to wait on you, oh God. That sometime will happen soon. Lord God, we begin to be hopeless because of the lack of the waiting. So, Lord, thank you for the waiting. Thank you for the preparation. Thank you for the time. As we spend this week, Lord God, let us be determined. Let us be so convicted. Deal with us, Lord God, that we will begin to spend more time in your waiting. That we will be sound, strong, planted, rooted, grounded Christians. Because why? Because we spend time in the waiting. In order for us to handle the weight of life, the world, changes, trials, tribulations. Lord, even the weight of the glory. If we don't spend enough time in your presence, we can't even handle your glory. So, Lord, thank you for the waiting. As you're preparing us now, oh, we thank you for this time, Lord God, tonight. Your presence is so strong right now, Lord God. Thank you for the waiting. Thank you for the waiting. Thank you for the waiting. Father, I speak apostolically right now. And to every person that's on the line today at home, I speak right now to the atmosphere to now be shifted and changed. Oh, God. Every demonic force is trying to arise in their homes. We bind you up now, every traditional curse. We bind you up. We shut you down now. And we release the presence of God to flow into their homes now. Bless their homes in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the atmosphere be shifted, changed now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Show yourself strong in them lives right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those who are struggling in their faith right now, we break every stronghold right now. In the name of Jesus, renew them, Lord God, to a new place of passion inside of you. Lord God, now take them deeper into the waiting. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. You prepare them for the greatness that you have for them. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we thanking you, Lord, for your wait. The waiting. Oh, God, the wait. Thank you for the wait, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in your Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. I give my life to you. I surrender all now in the name of Jesus. I give my life. I surrender my heart. Come into my life. I believe Jesus died and rose for me. Lord, be my Savior and my Lord. I need you to sit on the throne of my heart. Give me a new life in you. I surrender all, and I receive you, Lord, as my Savior right now. Thank you for changing me in the name of Jesus. Amen. For those who need to rededicate your life to the Lord, repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me for I have strayed. I've gone my own way. Bring me back into right standing with you, Lord God. Surrender all. Renew my faith. Take me in a greater place than you in the waiting. I need to get in your presence and wait that you may strengthen me to walk this walk with you. I surrender. Open my heart. I fully give you, I give you the full range. I give you full control. I surrender all now. Thank you for restoring me back into my fellowship. I receive you back, Lord God, onto the throne of my heart the way you belong in me. Thank you for restoration now. I surrender, I receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If anyone desires to be a blessing, amen, to sow seed, you welcome. Please to go to PayPal. Amen. We do by PayPal as well. Go to Eagle. Our PayPal address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. And you can welcome to sow seed there by PayPal, or for those who really want to sow by mail, the post office box is P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, R-I-D-G-E-L-A-N-D, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Amen, amen. And you're welcome to sow seed that way as well. And we thank God for the station, amen, for A&G. Lord God, we thank God for them, amen, for making this possible for us to be here on tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you who's on the line tonight. Thank you for kind of our robbery to be with us tonight, to fellowship with us. And we pray that you were blessed by the word tonight. I've been blessed, my God. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. So I'm looking forward to next week. So join us again on next week. And truly, let us receive of the Lord. But not only that, take what you've gotten tonight. I challenge you. Take what you've gotten tonight. Go back, read over it, look over it, hear it again, play it back. I'm going to post it tonight on the either tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to have it posted on Facebook on my page. Come, go on the page. Feel free. Go back and listen to it again. Whatever it takes for you to be blessed, to be strengthened, to be strong in the waiting, do it. Apply the word this week. Try God's word. Try him out. Try him. And watch and see what God do in your life. And we encourage you to go forth, apply the word into your life. And that way when you come back on next week, you're going to add to it. And we're going to see how much you've grown in 1 week. How much you've by applying the word. See, it's a good word, yes, to hear, but we need to apply the word. We can't get the full scope of what God wants until we apply the word of God to our life. See, listen, just because you go to the doctor is good. Just because you get a prescription is good. But it's the reason you're not going to get the full effect if you don't put that prescription in to not only to get it, now, don't not only get it, but you got to take it. You can't get the full scope, the full benefit of going to the doctor, getting a prescription, and then taking it. You can't get the full benefit until you do the whole process. Apply it to your life. And when you apply it, now you're taking God at his word and God will never fail you. So glory to God. Once again, in the waiting. We'll be back next week for part two, in the waiting. Be here. Amen. Glory to God and be blessed. Share a word with someone. When you get the copy, share with someone else. Be a blessing to them. Amen. There's people who need to hear about what God wants to do in the waiting. So God bless you all. Have an awesome night. May God continue to bless you in this week. And we also pray for tangible manifestation of his presence in your life. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
What? Okay.